This episode brought to you by Carrying a Lot of Shit. Are encumbrance rules weighing you down? Just ignore them. Wondering how you can possibly carry 5 swords, 2 shields, and a sack full of 700 gold coins? Who cares? Pack up your haversack as full as the motherfucking Grinch did on Christmas. But wait, what if a vampire attacks? Won't you be helpless without an extra hand to brandish your weapon? No fucking way. Hold your great axe in one hand, a cauldron of holy water in the other, and strap 40 of those giant strings of garlic to your back like you're fucking Colin Firth in Love Actually. What kind of Christmas present is that, Colin? Anyway, vampires hate garlic, so go suck a fat one, encumbrance.
From the makers of Who Gives a Fuck About Rations.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together. Featuring Kevin as Dungeon Master, Eric as Nick, Emily as Lamora, and Katie as Will. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Mithrin is dying.
Mithrin needs help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Someone should probably do something about it. You can. You have medicine.
I have medicine. Yep. I have to roll for it, though?
Yeah, you run over to him and roll Mithrin. Your medicine check.
Mithrin!
All right, you stabilize Mithrin. He is no longer dying, but he cannot fight at this point in time. There you go. What are you guys going to do?
Are the kids still around?
The kids are still there. They're in the hallway that you guys walked in. Oh, I should say one more thing. The statue and the wolf did not come alive. Mm-hmm. They're just statues and wolves.
Okay.
Man, I did that to everybody. He doesn't say that out loud.
William!
I think maybe he goes over to the crystal ball thing and picks it up. And, you know, just looks at it.
Why
as
not
if,
at this point?
As if yeah. Nothing happened.
What else could happen? You pick it up, and it's a very well-made little crystal ball thing. And why don't you actually roll a perception for me?
All right. 13?
13. When you look into it, you actually notice that there's a little light inside of it that appears to, like, go out. Like, if you're holding it and you kind of turn your body and it'll come on and then go out and come on and go out, depending on which way you're facing.
Okay, I do that for a few times.
Okay.
I'm purposely not saying anything to anybody.
The one thing you notice is that whenever you're facing east, that little light shows up.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I think he says that. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if anyone...
What's interesting?
Stuff. Things. It's all interesting.
This snack that I'm eating. this crystal seems to have a light in it, depending on where I'm turning. Oh. And I think that there's a little light whenever I'm pointing kind of east direction. I don't. Is there? I'm looking at the map now, so out of character. Sorry.
East is up.
East is up. Oh. Which is kind of like where we came from, if I'm at all. Would they have a sense of direction? I have a terrible sense of direction. Katie has a terrible sense of direction. So I'm not, sure if that's even something.
If you had a skill of... Let's see, which one would it be?
Survival, maybe?
Survival.
Yeah.
Survival would probably be the skill. If you have a high survival, you would probably always know. Definitely Lamora knows, because she's a dwarf, and being underground does not, confuse her at all.
So okay.
She would know.
He doesn't have a high survival, but he could be like, well, every time I turn this way,
your wisdom's
there's like a little
high,
light.
Isn't it?
My wisdom?
Yeah.
It's 13.
Oh, okay.
No, I have I have dexterity and charisma.
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 That's what I say, guys. What do you say?
Cool. I guess the question
doesn't say anything. He's unconscious.
Oh, he's still unconscious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not dying, but he's
all that healing him that way does is like he's not dying anymore, but he's still unconscious.
Stabilizes.
Okay. Mm. All
right. Well, I think we should take a breather here for a little while. Let Mithrin sort of coop up. You could probably deal with a little bit of a rest. You're not looking too great there, Will.
Hey!
Don't worry, your face is still beautiful.
Hey!
But I guess while we're waiting, we can maybe decide what this thing could mean. Is he comfortable over there, Lamora?
I think he's doing all right. Looks like it. It's all right.
As comfortable as this dirt floor can be. love it.
Will would probably, if no one else is walking around, I mean, like, he's never going to let anyone know if he doesn't feel well at all or anything, but so he's going to be still checking the room. Like, those skeletons you said behind the statue?
Mm-hmm.
Are they real skeletons? Can he go and look and see if they're real?
Yes, they definitely are real skeletons.
Are there four of them?
There are four.
That's who those things were, right? Yeah! Ghost!
You know, deductive reasoning from Will.
Interesting.
Mithrin used one of his hit dice, too, while we're at it, so.
Yeah, Will, you could do that as well, while we're resting.
Wherever that is.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Roll that.
I can't go over what my maximum is, right?
And out of character, are Will and Mithrin still weakened? Like, do they still feel like lame of?
Definitely they feel weakened until you take a long rest.
Ugh.
So, haven't been, you know, super weakened. Well, Mithrin is. He's been pretty weakened.
Yeah.
But, until he takes a long rest, there's going to be not much damage coming out of him anymore.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else doing anything with sitting here?
Well, I mean, are the skeletons... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
You can go first or whatever. It was still involved with the skeleton stuff.
Go ahead. You were already doing that.
I was just wondering if it's literally just skeletons shackled to a wall, or if I can, like, look around and see if there's anything else in that area.
Oh, sure. So there's the four skeletons on the wall. There's the statue of the guy, which you happen to notice now when you're getting close and kind of looking at all these things. At the bottom of the statue, there's actually a little plaque that says Lord Strahd.
Oh.
Yeah, the werewolf thing is there. Or the, not werewolf, the wolf thing.
Oh, the what?
The, just a wolf, it's not a werewolf.
What?
I'm like, no, not a werewolf. Okay. Not a werewolf.
That's
seriously.
That's what a DM who was planning to attack us with a werewolf would say.
Ah, yeah. If I brought a werewolf in there, you guys would all die.
We're going to anyway.
We're going to. Such positivity. Nicholas over there. Around the outside edges of the room, there was, you know, those little tchotchke niches things with all sorts of weird stuff in there that must have had some value to some people, but to you guys, they look like just garbage. I mean, it doesn't look like anything. And when you get to the alcoves that are on that east side of the room, you do notice that one of those walls seems a little more interesting than the others. It's different.
Okay. Can I push on it? Is this me still looking exploring?
Yeah, Will, you're... Okay.
Yeah.
You wanted to look around the room.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad because I spoke over Eric before and I didn't know if you wanted to do it. Did you want to do something?
No, you continue with this. It's fine.
All right. It is the Katie show now.
Yep.
that's my Will song. It's the one I sing outside. Can he push on it? Can he?
Yeah. You can do whatever you'd like to it.
All right. Does it look like a different material, made out of a different material?
Yeah, it looks like it has been more worn than the walls next to it.
So east wall.
The east wall.
So the entire wall is different from the other walls in that room?
Mostly in the center.
Okay.
There's definitely like an area that appears more worn than the rest of it.
Okay. Is it a different, made of a different material?
Appears to be the same wood. It's just like it's been polished down, like it's been touched a lot of times.
Assuming the other guys are... I mean, because Mithrin is still unconscious.
No, he's not.
Or he's not?
He's back to, like, he can walk and stuff like that, but he's still weakened.
Okay. He is super weak.
So are you.
Shut up. I am super strong, walking around, looking like he's, you know, that's what he's would
lifting
do.
Lifting the you ball show... like a, he's doing when curls you're... with the crystal ball.
Yeah. You know, he's totally, I mean, that's the thing. He's totally, he's not going to
be. B.A. Baracus.
You can't, as a crime boss, you can't look like you're a weakling if something happens. You have to pretend that you're fine. So,
it's very true.
Yeah. You can't show weakness. That's my face all the time right now. I'm just going around being crazy.
Check no out one this can wall!
Tell. But if it's not, I mean, I'm kind of like listening to see if anyone's discussing resting or whatever. And I don't think that he tries anything right now if it sounds like people just want to rest. I don't think that he would push open a new door. I mean, and also he doesn't feel so great either. So. I mean, he's just waiting to see what other people want to do.
Are you revealing what you found out to anybody, or...
Not yet.
Keeping it to yourself?
Just right now, I'm keeping it to myself.
Okay.
Knowledge is power, dude. Knowledge is power.
Sounds good. Alright, what's everyone else doing?
Well, Nick will come up behind Sir Will, and he'll say, well, what do we think about this orb? Like, is this something we should be following, or... doing the opposite thereof. What could this thing be pointing to?
Well, clearly it has some kind of secret about it, but I think it sounded like people need to take a rest. That, I mean, Mithrin especially needs to get his big old punching arms back in shape. So, I mean, I think that we can talk about it as we wait for him to feel much better if he would like to. He's just trying not to say I would like to sit down too for a little while. You know, Mithrin obviously needs to take a rest, so
yeah, I think you could probably do with a little bit as well. Let's sit over here. Let's maybe sit by them and we'll all take a look at this orb thing.
Sure. I'll show you what it does.
Cool.
All right, so we're sitting in this scary skeleton room.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, I'm gonna mark something here that I should have made more obvious, but I didn't at the time. Okay, in the northwest corner of the room, until I can figure out how to draw it. There is a door down there, by the way.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Should have.
Will's walking around the room trying to find something interesting, and he just misses the regular door.
What is this one?
Will doesn't accept normal doors. He's like, no, that's a door. There's got to gotta keep looking around.
Lamora, are you doing anything? Are you just sitting there going, like, what did I leave the temple for? Or...
Yep, I'm just sitting there. That sacred flaming, that just... exhausting.
Mithrin is sitting there just going like, man, I am just really tired, but you know, we can, you know, I don't know if I really want to, like, you know, take a break here in creepy room. I think I'd rather either move on or go all the way back, and I don't know, one of the two.
If you think you need to go back, we should go back. I mean, it is safer up there, and you were out.
But do we really know that it's going to be safer up there for how much longer?
No, we don't
like,
know.
Every place here is, like, everything here is bad. So.
Hey, ghosties.
I don't know, maybe we should just... Well, you killed all the ghosts. We can't ask.
No,
oh, those ghosts. Okay.
What are those ghosts right there? Yeah. No, them.
Hi, hi.
The kids are still there just watching you guys.
I mean, we can't... You are a big, strong guy. You need to have all your strength. I feel like... Are you sure you could just go on? What if these weren't the monster, like, has happened for the rest of the time we've been down here?
I think this is Mithrin talking. I think it's fairly safe to say that when we encounter the monster, we're going to know it.
Yeah.
And there won't be, like, many of them, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, so far what we've seen is stuff that you could see, you know, just about anywhere in Faerun. That it's, you know, just typical undead. And, you know, I've never seen the little worm thingy before, but, you know, this is probably the first time I've died twice. This is not great. This
yeah.
is all, like, pretty tough stuff, but
yeah,
it's nothing that, like, I haven't heard stories about. In fact, I've told stories about it. So nothing here yet is making me think we've found the monster, quote-unquote.
Right.
Well, exactly. So if there's some kind of worse entity down here, wouldn't you want to be
top-notch?
A little more... Yeah.
I agree. I would like to be top notch, but yeah. At the same time, it's like, how much time do you think we're going to have? I mean, if we think we can go back, or if we can rest here, I am all for it. I'm just wondering if it's even safe.
Well, I do not feel like this room is defensible. I would feel better even just in, like, that hallway over there, as opposed to in this room with a door and another door and. I don't know
if I want to sleep in the hallway since there are dead, rotting corpses in there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back up? Again, just a couple flights of stairs. I don't know that we don't seem to be in a... Hey, kids, are we in a big rush here?
They just give you a shrug, like, I don't know.
How long have you been a ghost?
Long time.
Yeah, so what's another day or two?
They just shrugged, like,
yeah.
Okay.
So, Mithrin, you don't seem like you're going to be too effective. Not no offense.
None taken.
That ghost.
I hear that a lot.
Did something. Your arms are looking really weird and skinny right now. In those giant metal things, yeah. They're kind of clanging around in there. It sounds like they're just kind of like
they're
bones.
They're feeling kind of noodly.
Yeah,
a little noodly. That's true.
So I think a rest would do you good. And Will, you're. I guess you're all right now, but I mean, you seem.
I am all. You need to look after your own bloody headed shovel self, mister.
I'm good.
Well, so am I. Don't worry about me.
All right. Well, maybe you can take first watch then. Why don't we head back up and give Mithrin a chance to recoup?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's do it. All right.
So up we go again.
Most cautious adventurers ever.
Back up the stairs, back up to the attic. Mithrin has to take a few breaks because he's really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to spend another full day of rest?
Yeah.
All right.
That weekend stuff is...
Yeah, no good.
Serious. So you get your hit dice back, Katie.
Yes, everybody gets back to what they had before. Huzzah, great. Yay. And then back down. We're immediately jumping past that night.
It's just nothing. I don't want to be annoying.
You're not. What?
I just feel like I wonder if I was like, I wonder if Will would still be like, let's keep the ghost isn't even in his head anymore.
It's
Does
true.
He have to stay? Why doesn't he just be like, guys?
That's a very good point.
I don't want to be annoying, but I feel like that's what my character would do. Be like, guys.
Okay, yes. Do it.
I mean, I don't know, because, like, so what's the situation? I mean, if people are sleeping, he's going to just talk to himself, guys.
Well, most of us probably aren't sleeping. Maybe.
Or he could just try to leave, because he's a total dick. If there's a way to do this, not with the children staring right at him.
They're right next to the whole party. They're not leaving.
Okay. Well, that makes things a little harder. I mean, if they're right there, he might... Oh, man. Am I that much of a dick? Maybe.
And remember what happened the last time you pissed them off.
I got possessed.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
If he's on... So if when he... When it's his... That's so terrible. It's his
well,
turn
Nick's
to
not
watch.
Sleeping.
Like...
I don't think he could. He didn't take a hit, so he's not feeling bad, and they just had a rest. A pretty long one.
And you're half elf, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you don't need as much rest as anybody else anyway.
I don't think that applies to half elves. I think that's just elves.
So if they're
it's probably less though.
Sure.
Anyway. But if I You said I could take first watch. So, like, if I am up, still trying to pretend that I'm freaking... I don't need any rest. But if you... Is everybody sleeping? Who's sleeping?
Well, Mithrin for sure. It's like, he's out. Like,
you,
he is sleeping.
You would probably be feeling
I know, at
very
some
tired.
Point...
Yeah,
at
you'll
least
be feeling really
two
tired.
Hours in, you'll be sleeping for the rest of it.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity for him to ask if anybody's like, you know, guys, I mean,
sure.
Do we still really need to...
Is there a situation you're waiting for? Just like...
Well, like if the ghosts, if they hear me, then they're going to be like, listen, don't leave.
Well, the ghosts are, you're back up in the attic, so they're actually more hanging out in their room.
Oh,
so
there
you could at any moment actually talk about, you know, whatever you want. They're not necessarily right there looking at you. You can see them, like, go through the hallway occasionally. It gets creepy because all of a sudden you see this kid kind of
float past, the just hallway. Staring directly at you.
Yeah, yeah. They are not necessarily always in the same room as you as long as you were up in the attic. They go and look at their bodies and, you know, that kind of stuff.
I just wonder if he would just try to... I think he would want to go. I don't think he all would right. want to... But I think also, I think he know, I mean, he just got hit really hard, so I feel like he wouldn't just be, I don't know if he would try it by himself. Maybe he would. Maybe he would. It would be a good distraction, mm-hmm. like, because you guys are all...
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I need to go pee! like, and sees if he can...
Where are you going to try and go?
Oh, God, now I have to look at the maps, but I
yep.
mean...
Yep.
Do these old places have bathrooms, or would I need to go to an outhouse?
There are bathrooms. There is even one on the map if you want to find it.
Oh, where is it?
I have to go to the maps.
Maps! I need to look at the map!
I will even help you out. There is one third floor. There is one first floor.
And the third floor is where we are, or we are in the attic?
You're in the attic, yep.
So he can clearly say, I think, you know, I need to, you know.
Does he sound convincing?
I
kind of
need to go.
Well, can I roll for something? I mean, just to say, like...
Yep, you would be rolling deception against everyone else. That means that everyone else is rolling insight against Will. Or anybody else that's awake.
Goodness.
I think that Mithrin is the only one sleeping at this point.
Okay. Because, I mean, this is, it's also the perfect, he just got hit massively, and, he's not really
sure.
an adventurer, you know.
I get it. It makes perfect sense.
I rolled a 17, and my deception is plus
that's,
5.
Wow.
you guys, I really need to pee!
yeah, Lamora does not, she's like, go pee. All right, Will.
So interesting.
And Nick says, oh, yeah, that's actually a good idea. When you come back, I'll go.
Yeah. okay. All right. There you go. You're totally bluffed everybody.
I think he's going to try, without looking super suspicious, to kind of leave when the ghosts are not just right in the hallway.
All right. Now you have to roll stealth to see if you can get down the stairs without them noticing that you were doing it.
I rolled a 3. Okay, stealth plus 3.
The second
three,
you
6.
Walk out the door, Thorn walks up to you and goes, where are you going?
Oh, remember when you had to go to the bathroom? I'm not sure you remember it. I don't think you have to do that anymore, maybe.
I have to go too. I'll go with you.
That's a little weird, don't you think?
He doesn't even respond. He just basically puts his hand up time to hold my hand.
Oh, God. Now how dicky do I want to be? Okay. Okay. All right. He is like, all right, let's go. And he is taking him down the stairs.
Okay.
And you said there's a bathroom on the third floor.
Yep.
Third floor, yeah.
Like, okay, you go in there. Is there another bathroom in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go down there, and then I'll meet you. How about you come down to the second floor after you're done, and I will meet you there.
He goes into the bathroom.
Okay.
And shuts the door.
Okay. And I start going downstairs.
Okay.
I'm not going to get away with this one.
So where are you going, to the other bathroom, or where are you going?
I'm going down to the...
Yeah.
To how do you get out of the house? I'm assuming the first floor?
The front door.
Oh god, okay. You're making my heart is pounding. This is very nerve-wracking. It's probably what Will's feeling too. Yeah, he's gonna keep trying to go because he's a total jerk. Sorry.
You get to the front door and there you are. Front door.
Kevin!
This is Dungeons & Dragons, man. You can do whatever you want.
Oh yep. My god. But if I leave, then I don't get to play anymore.
No, I didn't say that you'd make it out.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think he's like, you know, just there's nobody around. I mean, like, this nope. is... So he's going to try to open the door.
Okay. You open the door, and there you can walk right out. And it's the foggy night outside.
Oh, no. It's awesome. It's nighttime. Perfect. Okay.
Which direction are you going out of the house? Because it's a very thick fog. It's very difficult to see, like, even, like, 30, 40 feet in front of you. It's very difficult.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I mean, it was at the end of a street, right? Like, with buildings on
yep.
it? Or
yeah, you walked down a street that had buildings on either side, and this one was at the end of the street. It's a T street, so the street goes to your left or right as you walk out the door, and it also goes straight ahead of you.
I feel so bad. I'm sorry, Eric and Emily. I didn't know I was going to get this far. Are there any lights anywhere? There's still no lights?
No, it's pitch black.
Oh,
Other than just like, you know, like what you can see ahead of you with the fog and if you have a torch or a lantern or something like that.
Okay. Well, he probably lights something. He has prestidigitation, which lets him light.
Sure.
So if I have a torch, I could just light it? I don't know what I have in my bag.
Some kind of torch or light that you could light up. And yep, so you light it up, and where are you going?
God, I don't know. Probably maybe like back in the direction that I think that we came from. Oh, God.
Towards
I'm gonna
the
die.
Carriages or whatever?
Yep. Yeah. I was thinking he might knock on doors in the town to see.
You can barely make out the edges of the doors inside of town. Yeah. Because you're on that street. Whichever street you chose to go, straight ahead, left or right, either way. There are some houses on either side.
Can I knock on any doors?
No. Sure. Anyone you'd like.
Number 78. I don't know.
Okay. And you knock, and there is no response at all.
And can I knock on a couple more? And they're probably just all unresponsive.
You came up to a second one, and you knock, and you actually hear something moving around inside.
Like people sounds, or?
Yeah, it sounds like someone has gotten up and is like moving towards the door.
Okay. I think he says, like, hello, to see if anyone would actually verbally respond, or if it's just some kind of shuffling, shambling, mindless something that doesn't.
Well,
you hear the sound of a shovel.
You see the door open. And there is a man standing there who is looking at you in just kind of this dead-eyed look. And he's like, what do you want?
You know anything about this house down the street? This big old... I mean, is it a different size than the other houses? Is it like a manor? And
yeah,
this is like a normal...
it's a larger house than the other ones.
Know anything about this house down the street?
No. And he shuts the door.
He's going to knock again. No.
You don't. There's no response now.
Oh.
You blew it.
Oh my god. What did he seem like a normal person or like?
No, not at all. In fact, he seemed like it was like there was just no spark in his eye at all. It was just like a very bland, like almost robot like.
All right. And is there no like in a city like would there be like? Oh my god. So this is like a residential area?
It's a small village, you know, residential, business, all that kind of stuff is, you know, probably all together.
All together. So there's not, I mean, because like I was just wondering if there's anything that looks like a carriage place, a taxi area.
There are no lights in town to even tell at this point. Like, everything is dark. Unless you're right near it. Like if you're like 10, 20 feet away, then you can kind of make out what's there. But
Can he knock on another door?
Sure. Your first one, nothing. Second one, nothing. Third one, you do hear someone approaching the door. And you open it, or they open it, I should say, and it's actually an old woman.
Yes, what can I help you with?
Oh, I was wondering if you have a place here that might have carriages that somebody could... I like how I'm having this babushka on right now. Yeah. Hello!
You do have a disguise kit.
I do. Yeah.
You do, actually.
I do. But no, I think, I mean, he wears nice clothes. He doesn't look like a transient or anything. Plus, he's clean because he can clean himself. I think he's...
so excited about that.
Yeah, I think he's just asking, you know, is there a place here where one could hire a carriage or a horse or anything like that?
Oh, you'd have to go over to the next town over, of Valakia. They have it. They have carriages and things like that.
You don't have any horses here? I could maybe buy a horse from anybody here?
Not at this time of night. I'm only awake just because I'm so old I don't need as much sleep anymore.
Oh, that is very sad for you. I'm sorry. You don't think that even for the right price anyone would be... Do you know of anyone who has a horse in this area?
Oh, certainly. The tavern owner has, like, a few horses, but he will not be awake now. No one will be.
Okay, well, do you know where the tavern is? Like, could you...
Oh, certainly down the street. Just head that way.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right. And now Will is walking down towards the tavern, and we go back into the house.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, God. So, Nick... Lamora, Mithrin, it has been a good half an hour or more, and Will has not returned from the bathroom.
Hey, so do you think we should maybe check and see what's up with Will?
I'm a little worried, yes. I think that would be a good idea.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
I think Nick would first check the nearest bathroom.
So you all go down third floor. You notice that Thorn is down in that bathroom, just standing there waiting. And Rose is falling down with you guys as well, and she goes over and, like, stands next to Thorn, who's, like, obviously, like, very confused.
Where's Will? Thorn, did you see him?
He said he was coming back.
Where did he go?
He went to use the other bathroom, because I was going to use this one.
Oh, okay. Where's that one? I forget.
Downstairs.
Okay. You want to lead the way? Probably be quicker that way. Okay.
Sure. And he leads you all, both him and Rose, kind of skip down the stairs all the way down to the first floor to the other bathroom. Okay. And there's no one in there.
Nick will go, Will! Will?
No response.
Oh, I'm a dick.
All right, guys, let's see if we can find him. I'm worried something happened to him. I guess we didn't really fully even check this floor out completely. Let's check some of the rooms we haven't looked into. Maybe something happened.
Good idea.
Okay, well, where would you like to go? You guys have the map of the whole first floor right now. You originally saw the entryway and the first stairwell area. And I believe, Nick, you ran outside, and so you saw the main floor dining room in the back.
Right.
You saw that through the window. So I believe there's only two rooms on this floor that you guys haven't actually been inside of, which would be the main main sitting room.
Yep.
And then it looks like the bathroom that you have just seen, so...
Well, he'll peek in. The dining room's right there, so he'll peek in there. They weren't actually in there.
Yeah, you walk inside. You're actually going to go in, or are you just peeking? Literally peeking
first
in?
First peek.
Okay. You look inside, and it's a, you know, well-maintained sitting room. There's table, chairs, fireplace. Very nice fireplace, actually, with a nice mantle over the top that actually appears to have, like, a bunch of really intricate drawings on it. Or actually sculptures or like carvings onto it that appear to be like, it looks like a bunch of children like dancing and stuff like that until you get close. And when you get really close, you can actually see it's children running away from bats.
Oh, no.
So it's like very like this odd piece of artwork that's really kind of entrancing because it's like it looks like one thing from away.
Yeah.
And you get closer and it gets really creepy.
Cool.
But that's actually all the way along the mantelpiece. And then there are two nice chairs sitting there, a nice end table. There's a ashtray for cigars, like that whole thing. Like it's a very nice sitting room.
I mean, he'll do a quick circuit, look for anything at least immediately obvious. Okay. Nothing too.
Why don't you roll perception?
11.
While you're walking on your circuit of the room, you do notice that there is one corner of the room, which in this case, which would be southwest corner of that room. When you step on that piece there, it sounds different than the rest of the floor.
Oh. He'll bend down, and this takes his attention for a moment. And sure. He doesn't think that's where Will is, but he'll investigate that further, see if it's like a loose board or something to fidget with or pry up or something.
Okay. You want to try and roll something for that?
Sure. Investigation?
Sure.
11.
You can tell that there's definitely something there, but you can't see like exactly how to work the latch to get it open.
Hmm.
If it is something to be opened anyway. But right. You can see there definitely is in that corner something awry. Or at least, I shouldn't say awry, but something that's different.
Yeah. There's something here. I can't quite figure out what it is. I don't know that it has to do with where Will went, so keep that in mind, but let's keep searching.
Lamora, what do you want to do?
So now we've seen everything on this floor.
No, you've been down here and you notice that Nick found something there and couldn't quite get it open.
Maybe I'll be like, Will, you're a fool. Let me look at that. Let's see if I can tell.
You mean Nick?
Will, you're a fool, just randomly. And then let me take a look at that.
In general, now let me take a look at that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to roll investigation?
Okay.
17.
Nice.
You notice that there's a very obvious edge around, just like Nick found as well. But you are actually able to notice that if you push down a nail that's in the center of it, the whole thing pops up just a little bit, and you can open it and see that there is a ladder that goes straight down.
Mm.
Whoa.
I think I would maybe shine a light down, see if I can see anything, hear anything.
You shine a light down, and it looks like it goes straight down to where you guys were before, at least that type of cavern anyway. That's all that clay cavern.
I don't know.
Hi.
What's Mithrin doing?
Mithrin is standing over there going, never split the party! Never split the party! No, that's a joke. That's a joke for... That's a D&D joke. Okay. Mithrin is going to be like, I want to see where that ladder goes, and we'll just, you know, we could wait and see what happens with Will. I mean, he's a grown man. He can make his own decisions. You know, he'll come back when he's good and ready.
Come back, and it's not like something's wrong. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's the main thing I'm concerned with. I don't think he would have just gone off on his own. I'm pretty sure that, you know, if he's not back, something happened to him.
Well, you're probably right. I don't know. You guys have never left me behind, and I've fallen more than anyone in this adventure, and so I will go wherever you want to go, and if you think that there's a problem, then I will gladly help.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should... I feel like we've touched on most of this house, so I don't know what could have happened. I think we should just quickly step through, look for anything out of place, and then go from there.
Just on this main floor? This
no, first the house.
Floor? Oh, the whole house. Okay.
I think so. I think that's the best place to start. I think that we would be remiss to not at least check fully where we are before.
Where do you want to start? I mean, this first floor is kind of done except for this ladder going down. Do you think Will found it?
Maybe. I don't know that he would have gone down there alone. I think that would be... Rather, I mean, he seemed pretty sure of himself, but I don't know. I certainly wouldn't go down there on my own. I don't know about you.
Well, neither would I.
No.
would I.
And even if he did, I don't know that he would have closed it behind him, just on the off chance we might have come after him. I don't think he would have tried to hide where he went. So I don't think that's where he went. I can't imagine that is where he ended up.
All right, well then let's move to the next place to check, I guess.
Sure.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and feel free to visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.